a beautiful day outside. Don't even need a jacket. It's awesome. I hope everyone out there is having a great day, enjoying this warm weather while we have it. But hey, Facebook family, ICCM, YouTube, whatever avenue that you watch this on, I just want to greet you today and hopefully give an encouraging word. You know, things have been tough this last year, and it continues to be tough. People have been isolated and cut off from fellowship, from being with family, from being with those that you love, and that's sad, because that's one of the keys to happiness. That's one of the secrets to happiness. There's no such thing as disconnected and happy. You cannot be disconnected from people and be happy. Ecclesiastes 4:10 says, if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. That's really sad, to have no one. But see, this last year isn't because you have no one. This last year, the whole world was forced into this isolation, was forced into being alone, was forced into, for many, just absorbed in their own minds. And, you know, I always say, don't go up there alone. What choice did many people have? A lot of people live alone. And what I found is that even though things are lightening up and things are opening and restaurants are opening and the church has been open, yet there are thousands of people, if thousands on thousands of people who have not ventured out, who have not gone back to what they used to do, have not gone back to church, because they've been given permission by the government to stay home during this time of this pandemic. And so I want to encourage you today to, especially if you had your shots, if you wear a mask, if you're careful, to come out and get around people. Get around people that you love. You know, I say to people, I haven't seen you, and they'll say, well, I watch it on Facebook or YouTube or our website, and it's not the same. I mean, it's okay, but there's something that's missing, and that's called koinoa. It's a Greek word that is sort of fellowship, but much deeper. It's when our souls are knit together. It's very difficult for our souls to knit together on the other side of the camera. I know that when people are here, I can sense the love. I feel like our hearts are knit together. But we all need someone. We all need, for our own good, for our own mental health, for our happiness, to have someone that we can share things with, that we can talk to. It's not the same if you say, well, I have people at work, and I have, if it's not someone that you can really share with, then your hearts are not knitting. And when your hearts are knitting, it's the most beautiful feeling. And you feel like you have a kindred spirit, because you begin to know each other more intimately. You know, there's avenues to do that. And we have NA groups that meet here 3 times a week. We have women's groups, men's groups. We have a overcomer service where people speak and share what's been going on in their lives. And as they share, we're all in that Greek word koinoia, where, and I know I'm saying it wrong, where their hearts are being knit together. And we're a community, and being isolated is not an option. Being disconnected is not an option. You know, they talk about that people, a lot more people need help, they need a therapist, they need someone to talk to, they, because of all this isolation that has been imposed on us. You got to do what you got to do to get healthy. And I know that if you came back into fellowship, if you came back to the church, if you came, went back to the things that you used to do, if you got back with people you were connected to and began to share, things would change for you. So my word today is to find somebody that you can share with. Come out, get around people, and share with someone. I know you can't share everything with everybody. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is find somebody that you can talk to. Find a fellowship that you can be in. Find a community where you feel a part. In Ecclesiastics, it says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And I know that's quoted a lot at weddings, three strands, but that applies to all kinds of relationships. And it's so true. If you have people around you that love you, care for you, know your good points, know your bad points, know your strengths, know your weaknesses, and they can be there for you when things are rough, when you're going through it, when the enemy is breathing down your neck, you need support. You need somebody there to help pick you up. You need a friend. You need a community. That's what I love about the Life Center. It's a community. And that's why we're called the Life Center, because we do life together. Amen. Amen. God bless you.